Yo people, what's up? It's welcome to another Dirty Freddy on the Double Trouble Drama Show, and I'm your host, Boss Swaggerific. So on this segment, or this episode rather, we're going to look at the different ways to strengthen your inability, and also four key areas to strengthen your ability to influence others. So yeah, we're going to do that. But dramatic issues will run up at the last segment of the podcast, the episode of this episode. So we're going to dive out into the topic, then we're going to talk about our dramatic issues. Yeah, some interesting, wild, dramatic issues, people. So we're going to look at four key areas to strengthen your ability to influence others. So, one, you're really ready for this one, like, you know? So let me tell you a story. So, for instance, you're doing an project with your schoolmates, right? And this project requires you, as a leader of this team that this teacher place you in a group, to take leadership role and to take action and try to think outside of the box. And what comes into play, you, instead of doing it by reading from the textbook, you act it out, so it become practical to you, right? So people can understand it, so your target audience can like legit understand what the lesson from the textbook into a sketch that is strengthening your reaching to your target audience, to say that these people are really creative. So yeah, so practical is the number one step in organizational intelligence by networking. And networking is a practical important to getting to know, to put yourself out there, people, to make people know you and say that you have some good quality within you. And networking on how you're going to use that to strengthen others, so to strengthen your ability to be influenced in your networking. Say you have some good quality leadership in you, and you're this character, charismatic leader, and your work ethic and your networking and your communication skills comes into play with networking. So more than likely the job is yours, because you communicate in an effective way, clear, precise and concise, so people can understand you. And with all these forums that you go to and network, you pay keen attention to details, what these persons who you want to get into their circle. So another aspect of networking is paying attention and paying close attention to the people you're having a conversation with. So you're going to forum, networking and all of that, which is quite important. So that is another aspect of being practical, paying keen attention to details, what people say, and then you try to have a good conversation with them is important. And also when you pay that keen attention, that everlasting impact is an impression to them. So leaving people with a good impression about you is a quality aspect of your day-to-day routine, of your daily routine, because people say, you know, say that boy or that girl have some good quality about them, because they're just so helpful, they're just so thoughtful of others, they're just so this and they're just so that. So paying, using these aspects, and it all lead up to the number one, which is practical. And whether you use these steps, mass step stones in your life journey, it strengthen your ability of influencing others. And once you use these everlasting impact, that people say, who is that person? I really want to work with him or her. Who is she? She's so intellectual. She can have an intellectual conversation, and her impact of everlasting impression on me, showing that you as the person going out there networking, you also promoting yourself. So this aspect of you promoting yourself is quite vital. Some people may call it selfish, but it is often seen as a part of you're trying to get a level of make people recognize you for who you are, your abilities that you have, the quality that you have in stands out. So thinking outside of the box is quite important. Promoting yourself, which is number two, promoting yourself and promoting team, not just yourself alone, but your team. So promoting yourself and team. So self-promotion is often seen as selfish, but it also influences leaders, knowing that by promoting themselves is authentical for the right reason. So our topic always being authentic. You want to be authentic, be true to you, so people can relate to you, right? So promoting yourself is for the right reason. So many people say, yeah, it's good. Even sometimes I say that Dirty Friday, promoting your dirty side, make people know about your dirty side too, because you can't just make people know everything about your nice side and not know, not know, you know, feel, you know, sound real or concrete to them, and you cannot relate to them. No, you have to promote your dirty side too. So it is important to provide this side of you, and it also, when you provide this side of you, it comes with great opportunity. And great opportunity by promoting yourself, also not just promoting yourself within a team, as I mentioned about the story, as I tell you, you as a leader, you come up with this great sketch as a leader, saying that your teacher say, we're going to teach you about this lesson, I'm going to give you a topic, you read up on the topic, come to class the next day, act out this sketch or this topic, and try to make your classmate understand this topic from your sketch that you come up with. Be creative. So they say that oftentimes, and you as a leader, although you're promoting yourself, you generate wealth for your team. You make your team member shine. Not just you just stand out in the group as the leader, but you make your team members, generating team members by organization prize. You make it sound structured. We see now which person could say this, which person could say that, which person could say this. But these team members also put their input and say, you know that I can go this way, we can say this, we can say that, fit this and that. Yeah. So has that organizational structure also can work within your workspace? So your boss give you a task, they put you into teams, you come up with this amazing structure and how to execute this task, but you do it in a more funny way, you do it in a more respectable way, you do it in a more good way that you leave a good impression to your boss, right? So making the capability and more viral, more visible, so you're standing out, be more visible, the team members' capability or their unique strength comes into play across the organization, and also all of them enhancing their collab, all of them come putting together, work together as a team to strengthen their collab or make it sound in a sequence while. So enhancing your collaboration with people is good part of your work ethics. So number three, building and maintaining a foundation of trust. Like me can tell you, my motto is don't trust nobody. But on this page saying you must build and maintain a foundation of trust. Once you people can trust you, and once people can relate to you, once your people mean authentic, because you're very authentic and true to yourself, building and maintaining this trust, foundation of trust, people can accept you whether you show your dirty side or not. People just accept you because you are trustworthy. And building and maintaining this trust is essential for leading, for leaders and leading others. So building and maintaining this trust is important. And without trust, leaders force people. I do it. I force people to comply. And if you don't, you know, it is going to be he and Bamba. Hey, so trust is vital. And if you, and there's a thin line between trust and disloyalty. So yeah, so people need leaders to make them feel that they are appreciated for their valuability. They are appreciated, their leaders inspire them to work harder. Their leaders are understandable of their situation. Although I don't deal with excuse, but so be the case. And also supporting and guiding them. You need somebody to support you and guide you through it. I know you just come in our life and you know everything. No. You need support. You need somebody to inspire you. You need somebody to listen to you so they can understand your pain, your struggle, and your frustration. You need somebody that appreciates, love you, and you belong. You feel belong in a group. You have a group of beautiful friends. And before I say this part, because I believe that everybody should have this up in 2020 and going forward with their life, that trust is involve a careful balance between pushing people into an area that they are uncomfortable while listening carefully to their concern and feedback. Like, me not understand if you get what me say while I go. You understand my level? No, I don't think so. So I'm going to say trust involves a careful balance between pushing people carefully, pushing people into areas that they are uncomfortable while listening carefully to their concern and feedback. And if a leader can have that quality in them by pushing, you know, each and every one of your team member around you have that capability, have that inability to excel above the way they think they can excel. So once you pressure them and push them, so make them feel uncomfortable, and them feel very uncomfortable, let me say, and you inspire them to say, and you motivate them and say, you can do this, although I put you in this task, I put you to assign you to this project, you can do it. And then when the obstacle come the way, you listen to them and you're concerned about their feedback, and then you make tweak and adjustment along the way. But what all of that comes into play is the balance act. Yeah, like balance act. What am I talking about? Yeah, balance act. Acts. So balance acts means that leaders must be trustworthy, must maintain a good relationship with you, must weigh not just having a good relationship with you and everybody do what they feel like and everything right and real and see. No, I call that 1 9-day wonder. Everything is okay and alright, and everybody has run off into the sunset, as my dean of discipline would have said. And don't care about the thing in the world. You have to be tough at pandem sometime. You have to weigh the toughness and the empathy and have some empathy for them sometime. And then as an individual, and try to understand them struggle. How them transmit as well as the urge with them, as well as urge with them, patient. So you have to be patient with them sometime as the process of change to proceed. So like this styrofoam ban where the government of Jamaica is banned styrofoam in 2020, and see January 1st the ban will be taking effect, and anybody selling styrofoam will face a fine or go to jail, right? So what the government is doing, that people need to have a research and development team and make sure you find alternative to put food into container. Island Grill has been doing it, that they don't use styrofoam. They have a liquor box and they put your food into it and you eat. So I'm like, why Westinco couldn't do this? Like, from do have a research and development team, then they test the different variety of alternative to put food in, or if outsource buy the material them, and then you make the box. You don't need to fire 100 people loss of job, like uno should have done that. No, it is in fact every 100 people are gonna lose them job. That is rubbish. So I'm saying that you could have done that a long time ago. I do it the year before it's taking effect in January 2020. you started the half of the quarter, like it, you know, so it go take the banner go taking fair. So from September and go on, or 6 months, the other 6 months, you take it in, you do the process, and it appear. So changes is good, and people don't like change. So as a leader, once you take into consideration of your workers or your people feedback and concern and listen to them, it is important. So I am going to read that over. Trust involves a careful balance between pushing people into areas that they are uncomfortable while listening carefully to their concern and feedback, because it is very important, and you must find a balanced act, which I also say that it means that you must be a trustworthy leader and must maintain and weigh the toughness and emptiness, empathy, and have empathy for individuals' struggle with the, while they transition into it, and have urge with patience as change proceed. Yes, and it is quite important, you as a leader, to have these quality in you. Then now we look at the final fourth part of it. We look at the urge, the liberty network. Liberty network. So finally, leaders who are skilled at influencing others, recognizing and cultivating the power of network. So you have to recognize these aspects and cultivating and come up with strong people, connect people, network with people. People know about you, and also have a strong relationship with people. That is important in a relationship too. But we're looking at business. Any relationship you have, whether with your boss, whether with your worker, whether with your personal life or your growth or your professional life, it is important. So organizations are increasingly dynamic and shaping over time. So changes must occur in an organization. Change must occur. People need to have an open mind of things and stop closed mind, because you don't familiar with this product or you don't familiar with this particular lifestyle that person have been doing, and they are familiar with it and comfortable with it, but you are not accepting it because you don't have an open mindset. You're just locked up in your own selfish mind. So anyway, influence others by recognizing. Influential leaders are recognize their personal growth and must also be dynamic. Yeah, you have to be dynamic. Yes, as Crystal Thomas would say, she at the end of the year, she reflect of the goals that she have accomplished and the ones that she feel. She revamp that goals that she feel, and she tweet and see what she can done differently from last year into this year. What are you going to do differently from last year into this year? And she say that, and we can smile. So yes, you have to assess yourself, but continual growth and strengthening your network is a key aspect of your life. Why? You really want me to answer it. When you find out, you'd come tell me. So yeah. So strategic about choosing how and how to tap into network. So mean basically choose wisely who you network with. Simple. So we're going to go to our dramatic issues, yeah, because them story are here. One give me a 6 for a 9, like, ugh. Anyway, so woman gets fat and her husband has lost interest in her. Like, girl, go and go find one other man. Simple. Just make one. Anyway, so the story is saying that she was slim and she was very attractive. So, you know, the man them like is slim and attractive and little bump around there and all of them something. You know. So once she get pregnant and she have her child, right? Her husband I say, no sir, you need to go to the gym. No, you get too fat, man. You need to go to the gym. And she's like, I don't need to go. She's like within herself, I don't need to go to the gym. I'm just 25 pounds. I don't see the reason why I need to go to the gym. But when she was slim and everything, and him take her everywhere, cause him want show off her, you know, slim. She proud her him woman say. Yeah, me can show off my woman cause slim and your body right and all of them something there. But nowadays, him not care neither bother by her male co-worker calling her late hours at night. But also she's suspect because the lack of attention right there. She's suspect that her man is cheating on her. And he is tired to see her face. Basically, he did not say, in the article, he did not say that, but basically, I'm tired to see her face. Like, seriously? No, sir? Jesus, savior. And then, when she was slim, them normally have two or three times sex in one night. Like, I wanna get them energy there from. Like, one is good enough, but two or three rounds. A sex and one in a one night. Jesus save your pile of me. But anyway, so it was that. But nowadays it is once a week if she lucky or if him in the mood. Like, girl, rise up, move on, and be proud of your fat body and stop body shaming, girl. Be proud of yourself. If a man cannot love you from when you're slim and now you're fat, instead of him motivate you, he might go tell you to go to the gym. You know, you and I not go to the gym and work it out together. Like, I want to go on, I'll be manis. Anyway, so Tasha Miller, whatever him name, him get locked up because after he order to kill the JUTC whatever people, Douglas Chambers in 2018, and he's sentenced for 38 years and served 9 month sentence. For me, him should I get 45 years and 20 month sentence. But anyway, so CMU student make money from his childhood jewelry childhood habit. He make hand jewelry, all of them. So he's 22 years old and 40 year in his logic and supply chain management, who turn it from his childhood hobby to a profitable business. Awesome sauce. Then wait, number four, Shaggy out of order. Shaggy want one box in him face. Like, tell me no. That Shaggy, or Jamaica dancer reggae / artist, Shaggy saying no thanks, Rihanna. Turned on opportunity for a Rihanna reggae album. And as in the article say, he want to give youth an opportunity for a feature on Rihanna album so that they can audition for a Rihanna album. But they consider Rihanna consider you to be a part of her album why you not just take the opportunity? But anyway, then this is not working on her. Clitoris is too big. So I get cut off, people. So this dramatic issues is a talk about her clitoris too big for her. So she's like, she's 16 years old, right? And her sister and her show her together. Like, I feel that is awkward anyway. But she noticed that her sister vagina is totally different from her. So she asked her mother about it, right? And her mother said, she should not worry about it, right? And her first boyfriend, like, she ever loved it. She have sex with him, but it did not work out because her boyfriend gone overseas. And it never, the relationship never worked out. So I'm saying, alright. So when we read furthermore, I may say, alright, Wagwan, let me read furthermore. So she's like, I'm worried about what's wrong with her. So she say her clitoris is too big. So she have a sex with her first boyfriend and say, her first boyfriend tell her that her clitoris is too big, but him like it. And I'm like, okay, all right then. So, but her no boyfriend, they're talking and they're dating each other and their relationship is going somewhat there, but them don't have intercourse as yet. So she wonder if she abnormal and why her one is so big and her sister one is not that big like hers. So I'm wondering, you know, like, what? My mom, my granny, papa, papa, shooter. First of all, you show up together with your sister at the age of 16? Like, seriously? Oh God, anyway. But, what people saying under the comment that nothing, the clitoris, nothing is wrong with it. Nothing is wrong with it, girl. It is normal, and them something there. So she writes it in dear pastor and asking pastor advice for it. Nothing is wrong, because whether it's bigger or smaller or not that big or medium, nothing wrong with it. It's just that you're sexually active at the age of 16 is my other concern. One boy say, go and go take up your book. Yeah, you need to go and take up your book though. Like, was 6 day panemine at the age of that age. Like, seriously? But anyway, that is my dramatic issues, people. And you can follow me on all social, the Double Trouble Drama Show on Instagram _ Facebook, the Double Trouble Drama Show, and Facebook, YouTube, and also on Snappy Chatty, the Troubler, I forgot. And Twitter, I just created. I create my Twitter account, my Double Trouble Drama Twitter account in 2019. So you can follow me on Twitter. So you can, when I post this, you can literally just listen to it, because all of my content is on Twitter. So not just so you can listen to it and swipe up. Yeah, it is the drama_dub_drama POD. something like that, or yeah, double underscore drama POD. So you can follow me to at it by Anchor and stay tuned for more interesting dramatic issues and more interesting topic. And this year we want you to be disciplined for 2020, because if you're hungry for success, you will be disciplined also. And if you put in your mind anything that you want to do, like investment in a company, like I encourage all you to invest into companies, because when I look at my equity portfolio, I was like, which me get that money, but yeah, it is growing, taking its time, little by little. Investment, do the things that you want in life and be authentic, be true to yourself. No make nobody tell you, say this about you. Be yourself.